For 13 years, Santa Claus has set up shop in Hooksett, New Hampshire. For four nights in early December, just before the big guy sets off for his busiest night of the year, they open the doors at Profile Storage. A far cry from the North Pole, at least at first glance.
13 years ago, I decided I'd like to make toys for children, and then just in the neighborhood, we had them come over and visit Santa at Christmas time. And it just built from there. There were six of us that started it. And the first year, we probably had maybe 125 people come through. And then over the years, it just started to build up. Till today, we probably will see probably about 2,000 people in the 4 days. And we have now about 40 elves involved in it. So it's really grown.
Outside, amidst the kids and parents waiting to get in, there's a sense of nervous anticipation. The shop opens at 6, but that doesn't matter to some who've arrived hours ahead of schedule.
Yeah, we came right after school, sat in the car watching a movie, waiting for Santa. You go inside and you visit with Santa, and then you go and see the elves and you make a toy. And the kids are all excited because it's a toy that came from Santa's elves, and they talk about it all year long.
We're looping around this way, you guys. So you
inside, the bustle is contagious as the workshop comes alive. This is more than a meet and greet with Santa. This is a hands-on Christmas experience, and I don't mean like a touchscreen. I mean like wood and nails. They're making toys straight out of a Rankin-Bass holiday classic.
So here you're missing just the big propeller.
Yeah, and the man.
And the wheel. And the, oh, the man I got. I mean, I have it home, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
I brought my own boys to see Santa this year. My son Isaac was so excited, he could hardly stand still.
I have heard from Mama that they have toys that you make,
yep.
But he didn't know that you could make them. But you know that the kids can make them, right?
There's a little workshop in there. It's Santa's workshop.
Yep.
Inside the workshop again, it's near chaos. And I mean that in a good way.
It's funny. It's sometimes the parents come in and they're skeptical about what it's all about, you know?
Sure.
And the kids are, you know, excited and they come in. But by the time the parents leave, they're saying, see you next year. So we're going to try and keep going as long as we can.
It's easy to get lost in the shuffle every year. Buying gifts, Black Friday sales, running here and there, it can seem like those visions of sugar plums are far from dancing in your head. So when 40 volunteers get together making thousands of toys and donate a week's worth of their own time, it's special. And that's the other thing. No one makes any money on this. It's all free.
No, it's all free. The children get the toys for nothing, and we just have a great time. It's a great thing to do in the community.
After our wait in line, Isaac gets his turn on Santa's lap.
I think I want, like, a yo-yo for Christmas.
A yo-yo? Well, we'll see what we can do, okay? All right. You have a Merry Christmas.
Did he say a yo-yo? No flashing lights and sound effects? Not a super limited edition Lego set?
Do you have a yo-yo?
Baby dolls! I got those!
No, not that!
Oh, no, I thought you said you were a yo-yo. A yo-yo. Go see one of the elves and they'll help you build it.
Works for me. After 13 years, Santa has even watched some of those same kids come back, all grown up, but never forgetting that magic.
It's funny because I know some that have come back, even when the kids are grown. They just come back to see what it's like again. But I had one who's, he's 18 now, and when he was little, he took a car, as his toy, and he still has that on his bureau. He just keeps it, you know. It's amazing. And, of course, a lot of the grandparents that come look at the toys and say, well, that's what we had when we were kids, the wooden toys, you know, the old-fashioned stuff, not electronic.
No touch screens.
No touch screens.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Santa.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Adam McKeown.
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, Ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? I said, who's there? Who is it? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, 'cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please. I paid to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.